This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. As we wrap up the Tuesday show, you know what that means. I hand things over to Mike Ross, and he puts us to the test with the weekly news quiz.
Thank you, Dave. It is good to be back here hosting the news quiz with you as our number one contestant.
You're
going to be first up in the questioning okay, today. That's all. Also playing as usual, Mark Phoenix. Good morning, Mark.
How you doing?
Very well, thank you. And Karen McGee returns as well. Hello, Karen.
Hello. Now we know who your favorite is.
It's the favorite of the randomizer.
Right.
I have nothing to do with favoritism at all in this role.
Yeah, if anything, it's the reverse. I still owe Mike a lunch for a bet that I lost, which I can't pay off until COVID protocols go away. So if anything, I'm at the bottom of the list.
Yeah, almost a year ago, too, by the way.
not quite a year. It was September. Come on.
Okay. All right. 9 months. Anyway, the quiz rules are the same as always. We've got three rounds of questions for our contestants, three questions per round. Each question comes with three multiple choice options that our contestants can hear. Now, if they can get the question right without hearing those options, I'll give them 2 points. If they need to hear the options, I give them 1 point. If they get it wrong, we move along until the point's awarded. And here we go. Round number one, question number one, Dave Brown. It was announced last week, Noura Al-Matrouchi would train with NASA to put a woman and person of color on the moon as part of the agency's return to the moon mission. What country does Al-Matrouchi hail from?
I will take the options, please.
Your options are Jordan, the United Arab Emirates, or Egypt.
Let's go with the UAE.
You get it right. 1 point for you. She was chosen to be the first ever Arab woman to become an astronaut. She and a male candidate, Mohammed Al-Mulla, were chosen from a pool of over 4,000 people. So Dave Brown on the board with 1 point. Mark Phoenix, this question is for you. What Canadian university, currently in the middle of insolvency negotiations, is speeding up termination notices for its faculty and staff that were sent out yesterday?
That would be poor, unfortunate Laurentian University.
That is correct. Very nice. 2 points for you. Radio Canada has learned that the Ontario-based university will cut more than 60 of its academic programs as part of the process. Karen McGee, question three goes to you. Scientists announced this week that a tiny particle, which behaves like an electron, but is 200 times as massive, seems to disobey the laws of physics. What type of particle was it?
Oh, I read this story, and I think it starts with a G, but I can't remember its name. Can you give me the choices, please?
Your options are atom, quark, or muon, or muon.
Oh, M-U-O-N. It's the last one.
It is. You're on the board. Way to go.
Sorry.
Yep. The research into the particle's odd behavior suggests there are forms of matter and energy that are vital to the cosmos, but yet unknown to science. So round one comes to an end. Everybody's scoring some points here. Mark Phoenix with a 2 point lead here, or well, 2 points rather, a 1 point lead over Dave and Karen, who each have 1 point. So round two begins with Mark Phoenix. Mark, 9-year-old Luke Bolton of Peterborough, Ontario, set a dental-related record as confirmed by the Guinness World Records. What record did he set?
I am definitely going to take the options on this one.
All right, your options are the longest ever baby tooth extracted, the fastest extraction of a baby tooth, or the youngest age for having a wisdom tooth removed.
I'm going to go with C.
Incorrect. Karen McGee.
It's A.
Is it the... It is. All right. Karen says, I don't need to hear the options again. I got this.
Sorry,
don't,
saving
don't
you time.
Bug me.
Right?
There you go. The tooth is 2.6 centimeters long, long enough to earn him a spot in the Guinness World Records for the longest milk tooth, also known as a baby tooth, ever extracted. It was removed September 2019, and after verification by his family and the Guinness World Record officials, that milestone finally announced. So, Karen McGee, 2 points for you, tied now with Mark, and a chance at this question. The winner of a Sri Lankan beauty pageant had her crown taken from her live during the broadcast ceremony when one of her predecessors claimed, erroneously, that she had broken one of the rules. What rule was claimed to have been broken?
I skimmed this headline but did not dive deep into the article, so I'll take the choices, please.
All right, your options are she had been divorced, she was pregnant, or she had never married.
I'm going to say she was divorced.
And you take the lead. You take the lead with that. Yes. Former winner, current Miss World, Caroline Jury, claimed that the contestant had been divorced. She removed Pushpika da Silva's crown and plunked it atop the head of the runner-up. Meantime, the contest's organizers later apologized to Mrs. da Silva, who says she is separated but not divorced, and they restored her title. Meantime, important to note, having children is not a barrier to entering Mrs. World competitions. So, Karen McGee, 3 points. Mark, 2 points. Dave, 1 point. And this question is for you, Dave.
Yeah, I got to make moves here.
In the most recent edition of Forbes magazine, reality TV star Kim Kardashian West was listed as a billionaire at the age of 40. Its 2021 list features four self-made 20-somethings. How did the richest on that list make his money?
Man, oh man, that's a tough question. There's a lot of qualifiers in there.
Number one on the list.
Oh, of the people who are in their 20s or on the list in general?
The list features four self-made 20-somethings.
Right.
Of those four self-made 20-somethings.
Of those four. Okay, of those four. Yeah. I'm going to take the options, please, after asking for all those qualifications.
Okay, your options are tech startup, self-driving car sensor creator, or cryptocurrency ventures.
Oh my gosh, all seemingly conceivable, all sounding like Elon Musk. Let's go with cryptocurrency.
You got it, Dave. 2 points for you. Sam Bankman-Fried is 29 years old. He accrued his estimated $8.7 billion fortune from the FTX cryptocurrency derivative exchange and Alameda Research. Forbes says Andy Fang and Stanley Tang, both 28, joined the Three Comma Club after their food delivery service DoorDash went public in December. They're worth $2 billion each.
Aww, Mike, if I got that wrong, I would have disputed the options and said that all of them are tech startups, but I didn't get it wrong, so I'm going to shut my mouth.
Okay, good. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for qualifying that. I appreciate that. So at the end of round number two, by the way, at 26, Austin Russell is the guy who created sensors for self-driving cars. He's valued at $2.4 billion. So,
measly $2.4.
It's not 8.7. Wah, wah. So let's go on to round number three with Karen leading 3 points to Mark and Dave's two apiece. Karen McGee, this question's for you. Major League Baseball is moving its All-Star game from Atlanta to which city in response to the passage of a controversial Georgia voting law?
Oh, I'm 90% sure I know this one, but I want to make sure I'll take the choices.
Oh,
I'm nervous now.
Your options are New York, Denver, or Oakland.
I was going to say Denver.
All right.
Should have gone with my gut.
Yeah, there you go. In response to the decision, Texas Governor Greg Abbott refused to throw out the first pitch on opening day for the Texas Rangers, and former President Donald Trump called for a boycott of baseball. 4 points for Karen McGee. 2 points for Mark, 2 points for Dave. Dave, this one's for you. Robert Mundell, a Canadian-born Nobel Prize winner in economics, passed away at the age of 88 earlier this month. He's been widely touted as the architect of what political revolution? I'm going to state as well for everybody. It's political, but it's also economic. Just to clarify,
yeah,
it's a political economic revolution.
My gosh, my political science degree is failing me. Just shred it. This is why C's get you degrees, but don't win you the quiz. I'm going to take the options and hope for the best here.
Persuading Richard Nixon to take the U.S. off the gold standard. Proposal 13 in California that would adjust the property tax rate to 1% of the purchase price of property, or Reaganomics.
Reaganomics.
You got it. Reaganomics it was. He was also known as the father of the euro, for encouraging European nations to join up and create a larger monetary union. All right, 3 points, Dave. 2 points, Mark. 4 points, Karen. Mark Phoenix, Ryerson University in Toronto, renaming its law school. Who is its new namesake?
Oh, my goodness. I know. I saw something about this. Lincoln Alexander.
You got it.
Wow.
We got a tie game. Lincoln Alexander it is, and that is the end of regulation. We have got a two-way tie between Karen and Mark, so this tiebreaker is going for you. Here we go. Which movie has made the most money in U.S. theaters during the pandemic?
Karen. Kong versus Godzilla.
You got it in verse, but I'm giving it to you. It's Godzilla versus King Kong. But you got the point, and you have the win. Karen McGee, our winner.
Thank you for giving it to me. I don't deserve it.
Take it anyway.
Thanks for playing, you guys. Dave, back to you.
Mike, excellent job hosting the quiz. Mark, good effort. Karen, even though, you know, there was some technical scratch in there, you did a good job, and you got a big win. Well done.
Thank you.
Karen, we're talking to you on Thursday as part of, content development special stuff, right?
Yes.
Yay, it's a Karen week. It's a double dose of Karen this week on Now with Dave Brown. So, Karen, all the best to you.
Thank you.
And, Mark, all the best to you as well, my friend. Enjoy your day.
Right back at you, Dave.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.